This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
And here now with more reaction is the author of Defeating Jihad, The Winnable War, Dr. Sebastian Gorka joins us. Stunning developments today, Dr. Gorka. Really incredible. It seemed to me that Secretary of State John Kerry pretty much kicked the chair out from under Israel at the negotiating table.
Yes, I think it's in fact worse than that, Kimberly. I think after January 20th, as the historians start to write their accounts of the last 8 years, I'm convinced that the Obama administration will go down as the most anti-Israeli U.S. administration since Israel was created after World War II. And not only was this unnecessary, it also just is a fit of pique. It is a spiteful measure that simply adds the last dollop of instability to the Middle East. Look what's happened in the last 8 years. The ambassador mentioned our Sunni allies in the Middle East, people like the King of Jordan, President Sisi of Egypt. They were basically abandoned by the Obama administration after the so-called Arab Spring. Additionally, we pulled our troops out in 2011 from Iraq, which led to the destabilization of the whole region and the rise of ISIS. And then finally, the administration thought that in some crazy scheme, the balancing of the region would occur if we gave $150 billion to the mullahs in Iran. The region is on fire, Kimberly, and this was utterly unnecessary, and it simply weakens our most important ally in the Middle East.
It's certainly too well described. It really was an accelerant on already very volatile situation in the Middle East. And the last thing we need to do is further compromise the security and positioning of Israel, one of our strongest allies.
Well, that's one of the last things we need to do, but we did. I mean, that's what happened. And what Dr. Gorka said puts it right on, spot on. He said it's a spiteful measure that simply adds the last dollop of instability to the Middle East. And you look back at what happened in the last 8 years. This is all on President Obama. And this particular, this final act, this is what we were saying the other day. This wasn't done by anybody else. And, of course, you know the prime minister and other spokesmen for Israel have said that they have ironclad information that the United States was complicit in this. And I don't think that John Kerry's statements yesterday took us further away from understanding that to be the case, that the United States orchestrated this situation, and as Kimberly said, you know, kicked the chair out from underneath the Israelis at the negotiating table. Boy, I mean, and it's much worse than that, because you talk about the instability, and of course, Dr. Gorka, who understands threat assessments, and this is what he does for a living. I mean, this is all, you know, he wakes up and dreams. I mean, he's constantly dreaming about this stuff. And so he sees all these things, and the flags of warning are flying above head, and he's just going, uh-oh, what? And why would you do this on your way out? Why would you create this problem? I mean, all you're doing is making it much more difficult for Donald Trump and his administration. You know, here it is. You have a president who complains constantly, wants to remind us about the kind of government that was turned over to him after George W. Bush. I mean, he's blamed Bush all the way up until his final days here. And what is he doing now in contrast? What did he learn that he doesn't want to, apply as he turns over his leadership to Donald Trump? I mean, this is absolutely spiteful, as Dr. Gorka said. And we, the people, need to see it for what it is. But this is something I believe that is going to be all on Barack Obama. What do you say, Scott? We got 10 seconds. I thought you were going to say something. I'm sorry. Oh, Okay. All right. We've got more to talk about, so stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it. Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
You know, sometimes I think it would be helpful if we just stopped. You know, if we could hit the pause button, like right now, as we have a president leaving office. Boy, it just scares me every time there's news coming out of the White House and the Beltway. And even though the president's on vacation, he's not going away quietly into the night. I mean, I guess maybe he's trying to save a legacy. I don't know. I'm as much of a quandary about this as you are, ladies and gentlemen. But we'll continue to bring the facts as best we know and keep enlightened, because this still is a government of, for, and by we the people. But that means we need to be engaged, and this is what we're seeing more than ever. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour right now, Gail Trotter is with us. Gail's a tax attorney, political analyst, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, co-founder of Schaefer & Trotter PLC. It's a law firm in metropolitan Washington, D.C., advises entrepreneurs and small businesses. And I got to imagine, Gail, your office is quite busy. If what I'm hearing from officials from Wells Fargo and Bank of America, they say their small business activity has grown exponentially since the election of Donald Trump.
That's right. It's so great to be with you, Bill.
Yeah.
Just think about the fact that Donald Trump isn't even in office yet, and there's so much more enthusiasm. People are more optimistic about the economy and the state of the nation, that the direction that we're going on, just from him being elected. And he hasn't even taken the oath of office yet or been able to put any of his policies into practice. And my expertise is tax law, which might seem somewhat kind of out of most people's experience other than filing your tax return at the end of the year. But corporate tax policy in particular has really strong effects, not only on the corporations themselves, but workers and Main Street businesses, the small businesses that are the backbone of our economy, and the people who work for these small businesses on Main Street. And
yeah,
Donald Trump has a great corporate tax reform plan that people who are excited about the state of America coming back and being globally competitive again, they know that his tax plan is going to really kickstart this renaissance of growth.
Exactly.
Of the United States.
Well, we're talking about a revival of everyday Americans, the forgotten man and woman. The pent-up, I say, production that has just been hamstrung and handcuffed over these last 8 years particularly. And, you know, Gail, what's astounding to me is empirically we go back and you look at history and you see when the government is smaller and out of the way and it promotes this engine, these key moving parts of what makes America go round, we do well. But when we hamper the process, we get what we've gotten in the last 8 years. Not one quarter above 3% of GDP, the first time, I think, in modern history that this has happened.
Right. And you look at the really successful American companies right now, a lot of them were started out of someone's garage or in their basement. And you have to have the ability for people to innovate, to have new ideas, to bring ideas to products, to markets. And unfortunately, during the Obama administration, we saw that there were more deaths of businesses than new businesses being started. And part of that, and I think it's very important to understand this, is because of the incentives of things like our corporate tax rate. Right now, we have an all-in corporate tax rate of 39.1% if you include federal corporate tax, state and local taxes. And that's the highest rate of any of the members of the Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development. So you have 35 democratic countries with market economies that we compete for every day. Our workers compete every day with these other countries' companies, and we have the highest tax rate of all these 35 countries. So it's no wonder that we're at a competitive disadvantage in the global market. And Donald Trump understands that.
Well, Donald Trump understands it, but the Democrats and Barack Obama have not. And this has happened on their watch, and the evidence is resoundingly clear and irrefutable. And just as you say, at the mere hope, I mean, he hasn't even moved into the Oval Office yet, but at the mere hope of Donald Trump coming in and the changes that he is proposing, people are getting excited, and now they see the leveling of the playing field to where it can be a win-win proposition for those American businesses.
That's right. That's real hope and change that Americans can believe in. And if we look at the rhetoric of the Democratic Party and the left, they're out there saying all the time that we just need redistribution of wealth. We need to sock it to the rich. But the truth is that these high corporate tax rates hurt American workers, because American workers bear as much as 25% of the cost of the corporate tax. And that's according to the Congressional Budget Office, which would go light on those types of statistics anyway. So it's probably even more than 25% if you really look at it. And that harms everybody from the gas station to the mall to anything that you want to do in your life. You are paying for that. And the Republicans and the Democrats, many leading Republicans and Democrats, wanted to come together and change the corporate tax rate. But the Obama administration opposed that, and they were not able to come to a bipartisan agreement to fix this, which is, you know, just common sense. It's easy to see that. Anybody who has any understanding of economics understands, just like you have New Yorkers who, when they live in that state, they face very high tax rates. But when they retire and they're not bound to living in New York anymore.
Exactly. They're down in Florida.
Florida, exactly.
Yeah, they become my neighbors.
Yeah, they don't have an income tax. So people make decisions based on the structure that the government sets up. And the tax system is a very big incentive or disincentive to individuals making decisions about whether to start businesses, whether to invest in hiring new employees, whether to make investments in research and development and innovate things. And we see that this could have been easily fixed over the last 8 years, and it was not. So now we have the promise of that in the first 100 days of the Trump administration, and he's going to deliver on that promise.
Well, Gail, you know, from time to time, this kind of thinking and proposals, they cycle back, whether it's from Hillary Clinton, you know, of course, Barack Obama, Nancy Pelosi, Elizabeth Warren, all these. It just keeps on cycling back. And you go, why does it do that when it's clear the evidence anyway, the fruit of these decisions and these, I say, theories, because it's not been proven. If anything, what's been proven is that it doesn't work. I mean, here it is. It's deja vu one more time, which President Obama had put on. And along the way, you know, you hear him say, well, we're just not there yet. We just haven't given enough. If you just hang in there a little bit longer, I mean, he's been so bold to suggest, you know, if he had a third term, then maybe his legacy would be certified.
He might be certifiable saying that, but it definitely would not be certified.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, certified that it doesn't, you know, once and for all. But you know, to me, I just don't. And Gail, you know better than I do. And this is why we have you on as the expert. Is there any measure of room or consideration that their plan would ever work in America.
No, of course not. They are just trying to feed into people's emotion and promising the sky. But the truth is, if you look at people who are advocating these policies, like Warren Buffett, who's a billionaire, everybody tries to pay the least amount of tax possible. So there's something called a tax inversion.
Okay, we're going to pick up. We're going to pick up right on there as soon as we come back. We got to go to break. Grail Trotter is with
you. Eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut presidential bacon, savory and delicious. I buy some. I use some. I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
I've been to church, I've read the book. I know he's here, but I don't look near as often as I should. Yeah, I know I should. His fingerprints are everywhere. I just slow down to stop and stare. Open my eyes.
saw God today.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live.
There's so much we can be thankful for, huh, right? Happy New Year to you. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Gail Trotter continues with us. Tax attorney, political analyst, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum. Gail, before we went to break, you were talking about Warren Buffett and why the people who are the uber rich are so, I mean, this is a minor deal. I mean, when you go back to when the whole tax, the whole tax deal was instituted, it was all targeted toward that top 1%. You know, the government said, all these elected officials said, look, it, we'll go after those guys that got all the money, and the rest of the people, we the people, oh, yeah, let's go after them. And then the next year, all the tables had been turned around. The 1% were getting away with it, and now the 99% were blessed with the very thing that they thought they were putting on the 1%. Irony of ironies, right?
That's right. And our existing tax system, if you look at it, it's really working against the American people, and it's favoring special interests. And you think of the politicos who are in Washington, D.C., they fund their own pet projects, and they spend taxpayer dollars with abandon. But particularly when you look at people like Warren Buffett, who are out there pontificating about what tax policy should be, if you look at their words, you might think, oh, okay, well, they think that tax rates should be higher and we should be having this kind of spread the wealth sort of policy. But if you look at their actions, which is how you should really judge people, exactly, you realize even Warren Buffett, who's out there making the case all the time in the public sphere that taxes should be higher and that the rich are not paying their fair share, if you look at what he does, he, when he has businesses that are trying to avoid taxes, or they're trying to create these deals that allow his companies to pay the least amount of tax possible, it shows that it's true. Everybody does what they can to pay the least amount of tax possible. And Warren Buffett did this deal for Burger King, mm-hmm, where there's this legal device called a tax inversion. You can change where your company is located for tax purposes in this inversion. And for example, Ireland, Canada, they have lower tax, corporate tax rates. So you don't move your company, but you change the tax location of your company. And Warren Buffett did this when he was doing this Burger King deal, even though the Obama administration was at the same time trying to limit the ability of American companies to do these tax inversions, which make a lot of economic sense. But if you wanted to avoid tax inversions by American companies, the easy answer is lower the corporate tax rate so that it's the same as the countries that,
exactly,
Burger King is trying to change its tax situs to. So Warren Buffett, I mean, you know, you don't like calling people hypocrites, but you look at what they say, you look at what they do, and what they do tells the true story behind what they really feel.
Well, the one thing about hypocrites, you don't have to call them hypocrites. Their actions speak louder than your indictment. I mean, they self-indict themselves, right?
Exactly. Yeah. And people don't see that because the mainstream media doesn't report on it. It would be great if there were investigatory reports on that, calling out people like Warren Buffett. You say one thing to the American people, and then when it comes to actions, there's also a great video where a reporter, I think it was Michelle Fields, mm-hmm, walks up to Warren Buffett and others and gives them a chance on an iPad to donate to the Treasury. If you're saying that people,
yes,
are not,
right,
paying,
exactly,
them,
right,
and they don't do it, not a, mm-hmm, single one of them did it.
Yeah. I mean, if you think it's unfair and you think, you know, you're not paying your fair share, well, then there is a line item there in the tax code or in your app or your, you know, in your documents where you can gift the money to the government, can't you?
Right, or you don't have to take all the credits and deductions that you're entitled to. You can do it yourself. Mm-hmm. And none of these rich billionaires who were testifying before Congress, when presented with the opportunity, took advantage of it.
Exactly. Go figure. Let's talk about Trump's corporate tax plan. Will it make America great?
It will, because the problem that the American economic system is facing right now is this $20 trillion debt that all of us owe a part of, and we have these huge deficits that are happening every year that ramped up during the Obama administration, and the only way that we can get through this problem and our problem with the entitlements, which in 10 years, there will not be a dollar to spend towards education, the military, anything else that our federal government does, because everything will be going to pay for entitlements or the interest on debt.
The interest, exactly. That's the thing that's so disgusting. That interest is just accumulating exponentially here, and everybody that we're beholden to now is just, you know, they're smiling all the way to the bank, aren't they?
They really are, and we can get out of this if our country starts growing at a reasonable rate. We've had this anemic growth rate under the last 8 years of the Obama administration. But if we can reallow our amazing entrepreneurs and inventors and everyone out there who wants to contribute to the economic success of our country in the global marketplace, we can work towards fixing the entitlement problem by having a really good economic growth rate. And that's something that Donald Trump understands and went out there and campaigned on. And he's committed. He is committed to changing the federal laws that are holding our economic growth back. And the corporate tax is the top on that list.
No question. I'm predicting 3 to 5% GDP growth really quick because, you know, he's taking off the, I mean, just the mere suggestion of the handcuffs getting off. You talk about exoneration. I mean, President Obama can let everybody out of prison, whatever he wants to do, and all that. We're freeing the labor force of America here with Donald Trump's plan, and I think it's real exciting. And I think that we're going to see a three. I think it could be as high as 5%. What kind of difference in today's marketplace will a 3% GDP mean for America, Gail?
It would be huge. I mean, just think about all of the people that would be hired. I mean, you look at the labor participation rate, it is the lowest that has been since the 1970s. You look at people who want to have jobs, who want to not only have low-paying jobs, but they want to be on the road to success. And there is roadblock after roadblock put up by federal policy. And Donald Trump is committed. I would say that's one of his very top, you know, three things that he promised Americans that he would deliver. And even those who didn't vote for him, they're going to benefit from the policies that he's going to put in place.
Well, Gail, you know, one of the things that I think that's being overlooked, nobody wants to talk about it, and you talk about it in terms of participation rate, and I think that's the perfect word for it. And participation means participating with the government, paying taxes. So many people have found themselves just for the sheer need of survival, that they basically have dropped out of the labor force as we know it and as it is defined. But I think there's millions upon millions of dollars that are unaccounted for, that are there, that are being paid under the table right now. And all that eventually has to come back home and be repatriated, doesn't it?
Absolutely. And you think about that in regard to a lot of the policies that the left is pushing, like, for example, on marijuana or illegal immigration. They're saying, oh, we need to bring this out of the shadows. We need to not have this going on. And you raise a great point. I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that's going on under the table right now that if the tax rates were reasonable, people would be more inclined to comply with the law. It wouldn't be the shadowy second economy.
Well, they will, you know, outside of just the regulations and that sort of thing, it's just the idea that America, too much of America, Main Street America, has just been trying to survive, Gail.
Right.
You know, the government says, well, they're just not looking for a job. Well, come on, like what? Last time I checked, I think everybody as a human being still has to eat every day. How are they eating? You know, how are they feeding their families? Yes,
sure.
Maybe a little bit of government support here and there, but a lot of under-the-table stuff that needs to be reconciled at some point, and that's going to be part of the process, and I think some of the things that the Donald Trump administration will be dealing with. Gail Trotter has been with us. Gail, always great to have your insight. Thank you so much.
Great to be with you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
When the bells all ring and the horns all blow, and the couples we know are fondly kissing, will I be with you, or will I be among the missing?
Bill Martinez live.
What are you doing?
Happy New Year's, ladies and gentlemen. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. A little sentimental music, huh? Where you can still remember days of fond kisses. Why not? Hey, Andy Goss is one of America's foremost experts on the history of U.S. currency. How'd you like that transition, Andy? He's the president of it. He's the president of SDL Numismatics in Hawthorne, New Jersey, member of the American Numismatics Association, author of The Secret World of Money, and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. You know, Andy, it cracks me up, you know, in your book titled Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. I mean, Elizabeth Warren is always, you know, up in arms about what the banks are doing and that sort of thing. But it's like, hey, look, why don't you look at your own zip code here and how the government is cooking the books on us, and then come in and talk to me about what you think the banks should or should not be doing.
Well, you got that right. And then her criticism of, the student debt situation, while she teaches one class a week for $400,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, it makes you wonder.
Wrong? Well, this is the thing about hypocrisy, and we were talking with Gail Trotter about this, is that it's so front stage and obvious. I guess they just think that, people won't notice.
Or that they're entitled, because they're better people than we are, and so they're entitled.
Well, and that's the disgusting thing about all this, is that, to that point, is that, you know, they really believe this. I mean, you know, it's like, sadly, a president that is on his way out that I thought could have made an incredible difference in our lives and could have done so many great things and really have a true legacy that we could always look to. But now Jimmy Carter is thankful for his administration because now he says that people will be making more fun of Barack Obama than Jimmy Carter now.
Oh, indeed, yeah, especially as it relates to the economy. And, you know, as a person who studies money, when the bailout, if you will, occurred and $4 trillion in government debt and mortgage-backed securities and agency bonds like Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were bought by the Federal Reserve, mm-hmm. they created $4 trillion and put it into circulation. And most economists would say, oh, that, you know, that's inflationary. We're going to get inflation from that. But not if you're regulating the demand side of the economy. And that's yes. what this president chose to do. So rather than keep the opportunities open for, you know, all who wanted them, they sort of shut down industries, the mining, farming, fishing, and manufacturing, which are the four growth engines of an economy. So by regulating these industries into slower production, they controlled inflation on the demand side, even though it should have been there on the supply side.
Right.
So this new president now looks at the situation and says, well, I can fix this, as mm-hmm. anyone could have.
Exactly.
Mr. Obama could have chosen to fix it had he wanted to. But I don't honestly think he wanted to. I think controlling inflation on the demand side was something that was suited to his administration.
Well, Andy, and as a student of this, and I'm a bit certainly not to the level that you are, a student of this, I had said and maintained from the early onslaught, let the free market heal itself. And I believe that if we'd allowed that to happen, we'd be further down the road, and we wouldn't be talking about President Obama being the first president in modern era not to have a one quarter of 3% GDP. I mean, that in and of itself, I mean, you got to go out of your way to do something like that.
Well, it's true, and that was the intent. Remember, if you can keep GDP growth down, then the inflation giant won't rear its ugly head. But I would think, given the choice, Americans would rather have a little bit of inflation and a job mm-hmm. than no inflation and no job. It just seems a no-brainer, forgive me.
Well, that's inevitable, isn't it, Andy, that we got to pay for that. I mean, we got to pay not only for that, but we got $6 trillion, yes, trillion with a T, as in Tom, and that means, and that rhymes with trouble somewhere along the way that we have here in River City, as the song goes. But we're going to, you know, that the Fed printed up $6 trillion. Who's going to, you know, how are we going to balance out $6 trillion of paper money?
Yeah, you better do it with some real and significant growth because the inflation is built into the system. And by keeping the economy in check and keeping inflation under control again on the demand side, it's sort of like he's hiding the fact that we created $6 trillion. If you're right, the economy would have been allowed to heal itself. We would have had more bankruptcies. We would have had more of the big companies going out of business, more particularly the banks.
Mm.
You know, one or two of those would have failed and the consolidation that occurred. Of course, this president believed that by keeping inflation in check, keeping people unemployed, handing out food stamps, doing that compassionate inflation, like, yeah, we know problems are bad, but we can't fix it because if we do, we're going to create the inflation that is inevitable when you pump. And it's six times the size of the Fed's balance sheet before the crisis.
Right, exactly.
Six times as much. Mm. It's an incredible amount.
Well, Andy, this is one of the economic monsters that you write about that are waiting for Trump at the bottom of the swamp. I mean, these are some of the realities in much the same way. Isn't there some parallels here with Ronald Reagan that he had to get through some of this, some of this crud in order to get things happening? I mean, some people are, I say some, most people, I think the majority of America is very hopeful and optimistic about a Donald Trump administration. But I keep telling people, I go, look, this isn't going to happen overnight. Yes, there's lots of potential on the horizon. We all see it. But we've got to get through. We got to pay for the sins of the past year. We got to get on the other side of this, don't we?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And the only difference between Ronald Reagan's entrance and Donald Trump's entrance, so Ronald Reagan entered office at the beginning of a secular bull market in bonds. Mm-hmm. So when Ronald Reagan took office, interest rates were 16-17% on the 30-year bond. Mm-hmm. And so every time interest rates fell, anyone who held a bond made money. So as long as interest rates were falling, the bond market was very active. People were eager to loan money because if you buy a $10,000 bond that yields 8%, when the rate goes to 4%, your face value doubles. And so that $10,000 bond is now worth $20,000. Wow. The reverse is true, however, and Mr. Trump is entering office in a secular bear market for bonds. And it's going to go on for the next 20 years. And what that means is if you buy a $10,000 bond and rates are 2%, if rates go to 4%, that $10,000 bond is only worth $5,000.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So we're entering at a time, and unfortunately for Mr. Trump, 60% of Obama's debt is due and payable in the next 4 years. So rather than borrow money for 30 years or even 10 years, the government was issuing 2-year, 1-year, 3-month, and 6-month bills. So it's like putting your mortgage on your credit cards, and then the rate starts rising, and your mortgage payment starts rising. We have a $6 trillion an essential problem that is coming to a head in the next 4 years. And in fact, it's probably more like 2 years. The first installment, if you will, of this $12 trillion payback, principal and interest, is $6 trillion. And the key to this Social Security mess is the Congress's ability to pay back the Social Security Trust Fund. Mm-hmm. So with 76 cents of every dollar they collect in income tax being necessary just to service the debt, that doesn't leave very much for Mr. Trump to work with.
Exactly. I mean, it's almost similar in terms of what Arnold Schwarzenegger faced in California. When he got there, you know, they told him, he said, when Governor Gray was voted out and Schwarzenegger was coming in, they said, hey, by the way, we want to let you know 85% of the budget's already mandated. And that's only the first part of the bad news. He goes, what's the second part? Well, Governor Gray has already not only spent the other remaining 15, but another 19%. So you're upside down going into the governor's office. How do you like them apples, huh?
Mr. Trump will be eating. Yeah.
Yeah, well, we'll talk more about it on the other side of the break. Andy Goss is our guest. Good to have his insight. He's the author of The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. You can check out his website, Andy Goss, that's GAUSE.com, for more information. And I think he's got a special offer for you, too, coming up in this next segment. Stay with us. 18 before the top of the hour right now.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Hi, I'm Joan London. When I needed to find senior care for my mom, I really struggled to find the right fit until I found an advisor, someone who had been through this before. That's why I recommend A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. They have experts who will help you ask the right questions and find the right place. Call A Place for Mom today.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
A Place for Mom has helped over 200,000 families find the right senior care for their parents, from assisted living to independent living, even Alzheimer's care, and have local advisors that can help explain your options at no cost to you.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-437-5914. That's 1-800-437-5914.
Call today.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts.
Even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out Slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's Slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Because I'm happy. Hop along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Hop along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Hop along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Hop along if you feel like that's what you want.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280 markets that were around this great country of ours or around the world via shortwave, good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez coming at you live, 14 before the top of the hour. A conversation with Andy Goss continues, one of America's foremost experts on the history of U.S. currency, author of the books, The Secret World of Money and Uncle Sam Cooks the Books. Andy, I understand you've got a special CD package that you want to give to our listeners absolutely free, and I want to give you that opportunity. Tell them about that.
Well, it's a basic educational package. We call it a money primer. It's
yes.
Three audio CDs and the companion booklets. The first one is entitled The Federal Reserve, and that talks about that institution and how it affects you and bust a few myths about it.
Right.
The second is, of course, the definition of money. What the heck is a dollar anyway? And unless you understand what a dollar is, it's very difficult to save them or contract for them. And then the third one, protecting your wealth. That helps you get back to what the Constitution defines as money and not these Federal Reserve notes. So if you'd like to get all three of these CDs and the companion booklets, all you have to do is call our 800 number and mention that you heard it on the Bill Martinez show. That way they don't charge you for them.
Right.
So you call 800-468-2646. And again, just mention Bill Martinez somewhere in the conversation and they'll know that you're getting these things for free. No charge for shipping. We'll send them to you. Get your little basic education. And if you think we can help, then don't hesitate to call 800-468-2646. So get your three CDs and your companion booklets at 800-468-2646. And again, mention Bill Martinez.
Well, Andy, that's very generous of you. I appreciate the offer to our audience for that. And if you want more information, you can go to Andy's website as well, Andy Gause, G-A-U-S-E, AndyGause.com. Andy, before the break, we were talking about these monsters, and you called them economic monsters that are waiting for Trump at the bottom of the swamp. We touched on one. What are the other things that Trump's going to have to wade through in order to really get this country back to where we're even at the starting line? Because what people don't understand here, I mean, we heard for many years George Bush blamed for the economy that one Barack Obama inherited. But what Barack Obama is handing off to Trump isn't some, bucket full of joy either.
No, indeed. In fact, we forgot to talk about what George Bush inherited,
yeah.
A bad trade policy. So think of it in these terms. In the late 60s, early 70s, we were all disgusted with the way industry was polluting our country. In the 60s, we were disgusted with the way big industry was treating our workers. And so as a people, we instituted some common sense reforms. So we had OSHA, which made sure that factories were safe for workers. And we had EPA, telling them, put scrubbers on your smokestacks and stop, start filtering the water that you're dumping into our streams. And we really cleaned up our economy, our environment,
mm-hmm.
at a huge cost to American business. It's a huge cost. And now, of course, this latest president is telling them, well, now you got to install a third bathroom for people who don't know who they are.
Right.
And in China, they just point them to the closest tree. And to worker safety, they don't have any. And as far as environmental controls, well, we've seen the pollution in China. They dump into the water. They spew into the atmosphere. Now, without all of these costly mandates, of course they can make goods and services cheaper than we can. How are we supposed to compete with all that regulation on our backs? So I'm not suggesting that we eliminate the EPA or get rid of worker safety regulations or break the unions. Mm-hmm. What I'm suggesting is if foreign companies want to compete with American companies, then either they employ the same regulations and restrictions, or you put a tax on their products to equalize and level the playing field. This idea that they should be able to ignore environmental regulations, ignore worker safety regulations, and still import their products into the United States, that has to stop.
Yeah, no harm, no foul. That's ridiculous.
Trump will do that.
I agree. Yeah. Well, you have to be careful about wanting to get rid of the EPA, because if you say that too loud, then Donald Trump's going to ask you to head the EPA like he did with Governor Perry, right?
That's true.
Don't you love the irony of politics? I love this.
Right.
I mean, it's hysterical. But no, you bring up a valid point here, Andy, that this is the deal. We keep talking about leveling out the playing field. And fortunately now we have a businessman going into the Oval Office who understands this. I mean, America has been devoid for a long time of a legitimate chief executive officer, and we've got one coming to the Oval Office. And I think there's a lot of great positive change here, but it's not going to be easy. This isn't a one-day fix. You know, it's like getting fat. You know, you don't get fat overnight. Takes you a while to, get down to that perfect weight that you're looking for. Same thing with this government. And he's got to do this hampered with all this stuff that he's inheriting, the stuff that people are used to getting, all these entitlements and everything. And the fact of the matter is that America is, if we're going to get there, Andy, we're going to have to go through some sacrifice, aren't we?
No, indeed we are. However, his most encouraging thing to me is that 15% corporate tax.
Yes.
So you have to understand that when we tell America's corporations, look, you can build products here, follow all the EPA regulations, do everything that we tell you to do, and as long as you do that, then you can sell your products. Goodness gracious, already we've tied both hands behind their back. Now we say, if you make money, we're going to take almost 40 cents of every dollar that you make. And so what's a corporation to do? Well, take Apple. Apple says, all right, well, we'll pick up our headquarters and we'll move them to Ireland,
sure,
where they only charge us 12.5% rate. And of course, they take all their jobs with them and they set them up in Ireland. Now they import their iPhones that they make in China or in the Far East, and they cost them $50 to make. They import it into Ireland and charge the Irish company $400 for the phone, thereby booking a $250 profit or so, which the Irish government gladly taxes them on at 12.5% and takes the money and fixes their roads and does what they do.
Exactly.
Then Apple sends that now $300 or $400 phone to the United States with a cost of $300 or $400, sells it in the U.S., makes $100 profit on the books, pays that tax on the $100 after they deduct everything, right? Their building, their salaries, and so forth, end up paying tax on nothing. and our roads suffer, our bridges suffer, our systems suffer, while the Irish, of course, having reaped all that profit for virtually nothing, their airports and bridges are all great. Same thing with China. Same thing with Korea. On top of that, Korean company LG sells everything from refrigerators to air conditioners to cell phones. You know how much profit, how much tax they pay? Zero.
Exactly.
Their tax goes to Korea. So we have sidetracked. We've taken out of the revenue stream everything that we could possibly tax. And who does that leave to pay tax? We the people.
Yeah, exactly.
And we keep seeing higher and higher income tax as a result. So I think Mr. Trump, if his plans are allowed to be implemented, will quickly turn the structure around. If the structure is set so that we lower our standard of living and the rest of the world can raise their standard of living, I'm all for sharing. But at the same time, I don't want to deprive my treasury of so much revenue that we the people have to be taxed at ever higher rates just to pay the bills.
Well, sharing implies that there's some equity there in the sharing, right?
Well, not when you're the sharer.
Yeah, well, but this is the problem. See, America has been a very giving heart time and time again, and we're getting the brunt of this stuff. This is why all these things are being looked at in a different lens. You know, are they helping or hurting us? I don't care if it's the UN. I don't care if it's some governmental agency. If it's the VA, you know, right on down the line, it's all going to go through that plus or minus ratio test that Donald Trump has used all his life. And, you know, and it's amazing because for some of these government officials who are not used to, you know, common sense, you know, reasonable kinds of equations, this is going to be brain damaging for them. But if they get through the other side, they're going to see that it makes sense.
Yeah, they don't look at profit or loss. You know, the idea that government should be run like a business. Oh, no, that's absurd. Government is to provide service. And I remember when I was in the fifth and sixth grade, and my social studies teacher would tell us, well, the UN and the helping of the rest of the world is something that America has chosen to do, and we want to raise the rest of the world's standard of living. But what she didn't add was that we have to lower ours in order to raise theirs. And I don't want to say that it's time to be greedy, but it certainly is time for America to be selfish again. Well, we have to think of ourselves and our children, or we're going to leave them with a legacy that they're going to, it'd be impossible to dig out of.
Well, Andy, in your experience, you've learned, as I have, that it's all about ROI. I mean, we can be giving, and we can have so much money dedicated to helping others and charitable causes and all that good stuff. But what drives the majority of our hard work and money is return on investment. What are we getting back for the money that we've invested? Even if it is a charitable cause, are we investing that money in a charitable cause that's reasonable, that charges, you know, maybe 10-20% for administrative fees, but if we're putting it in something that charges 98% in administrative fees, so-called, you know, it's a gimmick, and we go, whoa, wait a minute here. So, you know, there's nothing wrong about questioning that, is there?
No, that's the Clinton Foundation in a nutshell right there. But
well, I didn't want to bring up their name, but you know, but hey, we're about full disclosure and pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Andy Gauss, one of America's foremost experts on the history of U.S. currency. Make sure you check out his website. Take advantage of his CD package offer. I mean, some great stuff there for you that will really go a long way in helping you understand what our money's all about. 800-468-2646. That is the number to call. Andy, thank you so much.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes